If a man doesn't wear a belt, what does he use to hold up his trousers?
Suspenders.
And what's the thing that you hold up over your head when you go out in the rain?
Umbrella.
Okay, on a bed, the last piece of cover that you put over the bed. What was that?
Bedspread.
And the thing that you use, or things that you use for warmth on the bed?
Blankets, quilts, comforters. Quilt is usually thinner and it's quilted. A comforter is usually filled with down or some kind of fluffy, lighter stuff.
Okay, and if you had more guests than you had beds, you might take a quilt or something and put it down on the floor and make a bed. What would you call that?
Bed pad, or let's see, what do you call those things? Mats, I guess, bed.
And the thing you put on the bed that you put your head on?
Pillow.
And what about if you had just one long thing across the top of the bed instead of the two separate pillows?
I think you call them bolsters.
Okay. I'd say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
And are you familiar with the term for the flat land along a stream that we use for planting or for grazing?
Bottom land.
Okay. And what about just a field that be good for raising grass, clover, something like that, but not for crops? Do you know a name for that?
Pasture land.
Okay. And this flat land over by the river with all the grass or whatever it is that goes out there. The wet, soggy land.
Oh. Bog, marsh. We call it marsh around here.
Okay. Would you call it something different if it were inland?
Yeah, imagine you would.
Would you have a name for that?
I don't know what they call it. Flats. Mud flats.
Do you have a name for the type of soil that's part clay and part sand?
What do you call less? I don't know what that is.